National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, Oral History 2. Interview of Betty Schwartz on 11-6-97, interviewing Foster Goldman.
Senior.
Senior. If you'll state your name and
my
your
name is Foster S. Goldman, Senior. I'm 85 years old.
Date of birth?
I was born on March 13, 1912, in Pittsburgh, on Denniston Avenue, which is two blocks away from here.
What is your current address?
My address is 1523 Valmont Street, V as in Victory, A-L-M-O-N-T. Squirrel.
Maybe you'll start out by telling us something about your early life in Pittsburgh, your parents, your grandparents, if they were present. Tell us
what
who
I know
your brothers and sisters were.
My grandparents came over from Germany, I think Frankfurt on Marne, settled on Old Allegheny on the north side. At one time, they lived at 300 East North Avenue, which is now the parking lot of the Allegheny General Hospital. My father was born on the north side on Federal Street.
Your grandparents' name?
My grandfather's name was Henry David Goldman. My father's name was David Henry Goldman. My father moved to Squirrel Hill in 1910 and built a house on Denniston Avenue. I was born there and my younger brother Robert was born there. My brother Henry was born on Buena Vista Street in Old Allegheny. Both my brothers have passed away. What else can I tell you? I had two brothers, Henry and Robert, one older, one younger. We were all married. My brother Henry had two children. My brother Bob had three children. I had one child, Foster Jr., who now lives in Pittsburgh and is an attorney. He is married and has three children. What else do you want to know about them? I have, my first wife passed away, and I'm now married to Maxine Cuden, whose parents used to live across the street. We all grew up together.
What was your life as a child?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. As kids, we went to Whiteman School. In those days, we belonged to Rhoda Sholem. My grandfather was one of the charter members of Rhoda Sholem on the north side. When we grew up, Rhoda Sholem at that time had a gymnasium, a swimming pool, dancing class. So we spent our lives practically at Rhoda Sholem. I kid you not. After school, we went down there for gym or swimming. 3 days a week for the boys, 2 days a week for the girls. And we stayed there for all that time until they built the YMHA on Belfield Avenue, and then they asked Temple to close down their facility so they would all join the Y. So they closed down their facilities.
That Temple. Was on the north side.
Hmm?
That was on the north
no,
side?
No, no, no. That was over here on Moorwood Avenue. Rhoda Sholem, when they moved out there in 1907 and built that building, before that, the Temple was on 8th Street downtown, which eventually became the old, I guess, the Presbyterian Church or something. I don't know. But from the north side, they moved out to 5th and Moorwood, and that's where we practically lived. We went to dancing classes on Saturday afternoon. We played ball at Whiteman Field. We went to Whiteman School. I met my first wife in kindergarten at Whiteman School. That's going back a couple of weeks.
Describe your family life. Obviously, your family was involved in the Jewish community.
Well,
tell us a little bit about that.
Not really. I mean, we went to Sunday school. We weren't involved any other way. We were, I'm not going to say ultra religious. We weren't. We observed the high holidays, but we didn't spend all our time at temple. We still don't. I mean, you know, I go down there, I help where I can help, and do what I can do. But ultra-religious, I have to tell you, we're not. But in growing up, I mean, all our friends, Jewish people, non-Jewish people, we played ball on the street, we lived, we had a great time. What else? When after we got married and moved on Valmont Street, all the kids and the parents, we used to play ball out in the middle of the street every night in the summertime. Parents, kids, we all had a great time.
You said your grandfather was a charter member of Rhoda Shulman.
Rhoda Shulman.
How did the family deal with religion at home? How did your parents?
How did we deal with religion? Like what? I say we observed the high holidays. We didn't.
Friday night rituals?
Some Friday nights, yeah, but not regularly. As I say, we. I can't tell you that we were ultra religious. We weren't. I guess my mother probably was more religious than the rest of us.
What was your mother's name?
My mother's name was Jeanette Foster. Came from Scranton, PA. My grandfather, I guess at one time he was one of the boys that used to carry a sack on his back and travel around selling whatever he could sell. I'm going back. Where'd he come from? America's Georgia at one time. How he settled in Scranton, I don't know. But he did.
Those are your
mother's
parents. What were their names?
Well, my mother's name was Jeanette Foster. My grandfather's name was Meyer. His wife's name was Rebecca. She had two brothers, Wolf and Rabbi Saul Foster, who was a rabbi in Newark, New Jersey.
What was his first name?
Rabbi Saul Solomon Foster.
I thought these were your wife's relatives.
No, they were my first wife's.
Yeah.
Were my, wait a minute, those were my mother's parents.
Your mother's parents.
My mother's
right.
parents.
Right, and what was their last name?
Foster. That's how I got my first name.
Yeah. Okay.
My first wife's parents were Fleischman. Harry Fleischman worked for the May Drug Company. Lived over here in Paris Street, half a block away from where we are. We never moved very far.
And during your childhood, were you bar mitzvah?
No, ma'am. We didn't have. Rhoda Shulman was reformed, very reformed in those days. We didn't have Hebrew at temple. We didn't have bar mitzvahs. We didn't have bat mitzvahs. And
how about confirmation?
We were confirmed at 16. That was Dr. Levy, Dr. Goldenson, Dr. Frio.
What was Whiteman School like in those days?
What was it like?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, the building's still over there.
I know. How did you experience it?
We enjoyed it. I guess we enjoyed it. We got through. I don't know. The teachers were fine, as far as I remember.
Do you remember anyone in particular?
No, not particularly.
Where'd you go?
All I remember is the principal's sister used to teach us English, but that's all. Miss, the principal's was Margaret Frew. And her sister was Mrs. Phillips, that's all I remember. I wouldn't remember any of the others. Lady, that's a long time ago.
Yes. But you're remembering it quite well. What was Pittsburgh like in terms of living in the broader community? Can you describe that for us?
Well, I can tell you some things about Pittsburgh that people don't believe. Fourth Street, for example, was all woods. There was a hotel at the corner of Forbes and Shady called the Castlemere Hotel. Between that and the Asbury Church, which was at Murray and Forbes, there was one house, which is now Orr's Jewelry Store. Across the street was Little's Shoe Store, used to be the post office. Before the Manor was the Orpheum Theater, which was on Forbes Street. The building's still there. Some, I guess, the restaurants in there now.
Do you go to the movies often?
We went to the movies every Saturday. All through grade school, and when we got older and went to high school, we used to go downtown to the Stanley that awful, it's now Heinz Hall. Stanley is now the Benedum. Heinz Hall was, I can't remember.
How'd you get there?
Streetcar. In those days, the streetcar fare was, we used to buy three tokens for a quarter.
Is it a good city to live in then?
People complained about the city because it was so dirty because of the coal, the steel mills. But we always thought that smoke was gold dust. Homestead Millers, you couldn't wear a white shirt. I mean, you wore them, but they got very dirty. It was very sooty. It was very dirty. However, it was a very profitable town. People made money here. They made good livings here.
What did your father do for a living?
My father was in the linen business.
Linen?
He used to make trousseaus for the, the wealthy people. When they got married, they used to buy trousseaus. Today, when people go out and buy linens, they buy two bath towels, two face towels, two a bath mat, and two bath towels. In those days, they used to buy them by the dozens.
That was
the girl got married, she got a dozen towels and a dozen towels and a dozen sheets. And
where was his business located?
It originally started when they were on the north side. It started by buying Aunt Rose, my father's sister, who went to Europe one summer, and people said, well, while you're over there, get us one, this, that, or the other thing. And it grew into a business. My aunt married, moved to New York, and my father stayed with the business.
Was it a storefront?
Well, they started on the north side, then they had four or five rooms in the Jenkins Arcade Building, the Rosa Goldman Company, then they moved down to Liberty Avenue, and they had there, and then during the Depression, Dad took the business back to the house and ran it from the house until Dad passed away in 1948, and we liquidated the business because we weren't going to sell the name. My Aunt Rose wouldn't allow us to sell the name. It was her name. But my
father...
You
ever worked there as a kid? Did you ever work there?
Oh, sure. We worked there. We all worked there. My brother worked there. I worked there. We used to deliver at Christmas time. These Christmas presents these people would order, we delivered. Well, I can't tell you names, that's not fair, but we delivered to some of the best families, nicest families, richest families in Pittsburgh. It was a very interesting situation. When I got old enough to drive, when we used a car to drive, before that we used to deliver it in a streetcar. All over Squirrel Hill, East Liberty, Highland District.
When you were delivering, was that by car?
After we got, I was old enough to drive, yeah, but before that, if we had us deliver, we used a streetcar or whatever. We didn't have cars in those days. I'm going before, almost before your time.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Oh, no. I learned to drive, and I guess I was the first one in the family to learn to drive. I guess it was about 1928. And then my brothers learned to drive, my dad learned to drive. But up to that time, we used transportation, whichever was there, taxis or streetcars. We had streetcars. There's not many of them around anymore.
Tell me where you went to high school.
Shenley High School.
What was that like for you?
Oh, well, that was a mixture. Of course, in those days, Shenley High School was, oh, I don't know what percentage black, but it was, well, I guess half and half. We used to take a streetcar down to Center and Craig, walk up the hill to Shenley High School. And then walk down to Carnegie Library and get a streetcar and come home.
Tell us a little bit about your experience at that school.
Well, I can't tell you many experiences. What, I was on the swimming team. I went to class, I did what I was supposed to do. I can't tell you I was a great student, I wasn't.
But you graduated from Shenley.
Oh yeah, they didn't burn the building down, I got out.
When was that? What year?
I graduated from Shenley in 1931, I guess it was. And went to the University of Pittsburgh for 2 years. That was in the middle of what they call a depression. And believe me, it was a depression. I went to work in 1933. My wages were $10 a week.
Where was that?
I worked for the Hahn Furniture Company in their Braddock store as a collector. I tried collecting for people who were out of work. It was a little difficult. The NRA came along and I got a big raise. I got a 50% raise. My wages went to $15. That was minimum wages. But we didn't know about a half a day off or a 40-hour week. There was no such a thing. We worked. And when
how many hours a week did you work?
We worked 6 days and 4 nights a week. Now you put it in hours. I took a temporary job for the summer. Mr. Hahn gave me a job for the summer and I retired 47 years later. And at that time we had 5 stores, we had 9 stores. And when Mr. Hahn passed away and Mr. Hahn Jr. liquidated the business, he got sick and there was nobody to take over and he wouldn't sell his name.
When did he die? When did he close the business?
Well, I can't tell you exactly, I don't know. Let's see. I've been retired 20 years. I think Stanley got sick and liquidated the business. It's got to be 10 years ago. His father died maybe 15 years ago. I don't remember exactly. But I know I spent a lot of time there. And it was interesting. It was a good business. It was a good, healthy business.
Where did you work principally?
Where
you started in Braddock, you said.
Well, I started in Braddock as a collector. From Braddock, I went to the North Side store. From the North Side store, I went to the South Side store. From the South Side store, I went back to Braddock and reopened it after the war. Then I was moved to East Liberty store as a manager. Then I worked in all, at one time or another, I worked in all 9 stores. I set up stores and displays. And when I retired in 1977, that was it.
How many years did you work in East Liberty?
I went to East Liberty in 1949 until I retired. 1977, so what was their weather? 27 years. 26, 28 years.
East Liberty was a thriving community in those days.
East Liberty was a very thriving community. East Liberty at that time had, let's see, the Stanley Theater, the Regent Theater, the Camerphone Theater, the Regent Square, the Enright. There's one more. The Triangle. Well, there's about 7 theaters in East Liberty. I mean, Saturday night in East Liberty was like old hometown. Everybody was there. You went to movies, you went to Joyce's for cake and candy, you went to Reamer's for ice cream, you went to Candyland for candy. I mean, it was thriving. It was a metropolis. I mean, that was it. If you didn't go to East Liberty, you didn't exist. I mean, forget it.
Was there a large Jewish community in East Liberty then?
I really don't know. I wasn't that familiar with the people who lived out in the Highland District. Yes, I guess it was, because it even grew larger. People over in the Negley District, yes, there was a great... But most of the Jews from the North Side came up to Squirrelville.
Did you have a large Jewish clientele at home?
I can't tell you, mostly foreigners, Italians. When you were in Braddock, there weren't very many Jewish people out there. There were some, but not that many. When you went to East Liberty, it was a big Italian trade. We had Jewish trade. We had people from Squirrel Hill. We had good trade. But I can't say that we're primarily Jewish or not. No, we catered to everybody. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of Italians, a lot of foreigners. Mm-hmm. When they come over, who knows?
They came to East Liberty, you're saying?
Well, we at that time were probably the largest furniture store in Western Pennsylvania. There were others, Spears and May Stearns, but I think we were the largest, I don't know. I know we did a pretty fair business. Putting it in figures, I can't tell you, I wouldn't know. And if I did know, I wouldn't tell you.
Well, Tell me what you can remember at that time about the facilities in Pittsburgh for healthcare and
I can't answer
support for the community.
Well, at that time, if you went to the hospital, you went to the Montefiore Hospital. I mean, that was it. Healthcare? I can't answer that. I don't know. I was never sick.
Family was in good health.
I hope I still am. No, well, if you got sick and you went to your doctor, you went to the Montefiore Hospital if necessary. The Montefiore Hospital, when it originally started, was down on Center Avenue at Heron. Heron Avenue, where Heron Avenue and Vid Center was the real Montefiore Hospital up in the hill. If you go down to the Heinz Museum, you'll find a picture of the old Montefiore Hospital up on the hill at Center Avenue. God. I had my tonsils taken out there in 1920. 21, 22. Dr. Simon Sigmund. Oh, brother. Lived on Marlboro Road. I made it. I don't know what kind of medical stuff they had, but I made it. I'm still here. I can't tell you anything about health insurance or Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or that didn't exist. You had a doctor. If you got sick, they used to come to your house if you were sick. And if you were real sick, he sent you to the hospital.
What were the politics in your family in those days?
Same as they are today.
Want to say?
Exactly the same. We were Republicans. You couldn't be a Democrat and live in Squirrel Hill in those days.
Were you, your parents, your brothers, active in politics
no.
in any way?
That we made a mistake because that's the greatest occupation in the world. I think a U.S. senator is the greatest job that anybody could possibly have. Let's not go into any particulars.
I was waiting for you to expand on that.
No.
When you were growing up, when you were a teenager, did you belong to any youth organizations in the community?
No. Oh, we had a stamp club. About 8 or 10 boys, we had a stamp club, but I couldn't remember what it was, where it was, or anything else.
How about Boy Scouts?
Boy Scouts at Rhoda Sholem. We had 2 troops down there. We had so many kids. Today you can't get anybody to come out, but then in those days we had 2 troops, Troop 5 and Troop 55. Yes, we were active in Scouts. We went to Gayasuda Reservation. We overnight hikes over there. We didn't go up to Tyonest or whatever it was. We went to Gayasuda over, which is over near Aspinwall. Yes, as I say, we lived at Temple. Whether it was the gym or the swimming pool or what, we lived at Temple. We got older, we were Boy Scouts and had to go to dancing class and learn how to be gentlemen. I don't know.
Did your family travel at all?
Not really a lot.
What kind of vacations then did you have?
Well, no, Dad couldn't go away. He couldn't leave the business to go away. I don't think Dad and Mother went very many places. Oh, they may have gone to Atlantic City for a weekend or something, but no, we didn't go traveling very much. I still don't. I'm crazy. I like my home.
Now, you said you met your wife in kindergarten.
I met my first wife in kindergarten, Whiteman School.
What was your wife's name?
Mildred Fleischman.
I-E?
F-L-E-I-S-H-M-A-N. One N.
What year did you get married?
1936.
And there were children.
One child, Foster Jr.
When was he born? When was he born?
1941.
Has he always lived in Pittsburgh?
Has he? Yes.
Where'd he go to school?
Well, he went to Whiteman School, he went to Shadyside Academy, he went to Hubbard University, he went to Harvard Law School. I guess that's about it.
Hobart University.
Hobart College up in Geneva.